This is Vatican Radio and I am Lydia O'Kane. Emergency services are on the scene following an earthquake which struck central Italy in the early hours of Wednesday morning. They arrived with earth-moving equipment and sniffer dogs in order to locate people trapped in the rubble of collapsed buildings. The quake measured between 6 and 6.2 on the Richter scale. Italy sits on two fault lines, making it one of the most seismically active countries in Europe. Dr. Roger Musson is a seismologist at the British Geological Survey. He spoke to me about the quake and its impact.
It's not a great earthquake in world terms, but the impact of an earthquake is not just a function of the magnitude, it's a function of where it occurs and also the depth. And this earthquake has occurred in a populated area, Italy. It's occurred at a very shallow depth. It was about 4 kilometres below the surface. And that means that a lot of people are exposed to strong shaking, so the consequences can be quite severe. A much larger earthquake occurring somewhere in Siberia or Alaska would not have so much impact.
We've seen in Italy in 2009 another earthquake around the same area in Aquila. It's obviously an area that's prone to seismic activity.
Oh, yes. And Italy has one of the longest historical records of earthquakes of anywhere in the world. So by looking at the old Italian chronicles, you could see that these earthquakes were happening in the Middle Ages and ever since. Not just the Aquila earthquake, one should also remember the Umbria-Marche earthquakes of 1997, which occurred to the northwest of the present earthquake, and the L'Aquila earthquake was to the southeast. So this earthquake sequence, because there have been quite a lot of aftershocks, has occurred between the 1997 seismicity and the 2009 seismicity. So it's probably related, and it's linking up the two sequences.
You mentioned the word aftershocks there. Aftershocks can cause significant damage, can't they?
They can. Aftershocks punch above their weight because the main shock damages a lot of buildings and leaves them in a weakened state, so that they're tottering. And an aftershock, even of a moderate magnitude, it just finishes buildings off that have already been weakened.
For you yourselves, I mean, the study of seismic activity and looking at these things, dare I say, is there any way to predict when an earthquake is going to strike, or to even look and see that there's activity that's not the way it should be, let's say?
Well, there's no reliable way to predict earthquakes in the sense of saying that we think there's going to be an earthquake next week. Sometimes you can get a suspicion that something's going to happen, and you might be right and you might be wrong. So it's not reliable. And if it's not reliable, then it's not really socially useful. What seismologists are more concerned about is identifying areas that are prone to earthquakes and working out exactly how prone they are, and then advising engineers that, look, if you're going to build in this particular place, then your buildings are going to have to withstand an earthquake of this sort of strength at some time in their lives. And if buildings are built more strongly and are capable of resisting earthquakes, then that is the best way that we have of reducing casualties.
This earthquake was also felt really, you could say, around 170 kilometres from the epicentre, which I believe was in Norcia. It was felt here in Rome. I mean, that's a great distance, isn't it, to be felt in another place as well?
It is. It was actually felt very far away. It was felt in Austria, it was felt in Slovenia, it was felt in Croatia. But at those large distances, the shaking's very slight. And there is a relationship between the strength of shaking and the distance from the fault that's producing the earthquake. So as you go further away, then the shaking becomes less and less strong, and fewer people will actually have noticed it.
As seismologists, do you and your colleagues learn lessons from past earthquakes? Is it possible to go back and then does that help you with studying activity?
Oh, very much so. And I mentioned before that Italy has got a particularly rich historical record, and there are quite a lot of professional historians in Italy who are working full time at researching old documents and piecing together the story of these old earthquakes that happened in the past, and that gives us seismologists a good idea of the distribution of seismicity, and that helps us calculate the risk from future earthquakes.